four, number six, and that's 2453. Looking at the practice monitor report and updated procedures. Ms. Solomon, you're the lead on this one?
Yes, yes. First, I want to start off by commending the practice monitor on her tremendous efforts at improving this practice. She is the eyes, as staff said, she's the eyes and the ears of the board, and her thorough reports are much appreciated. I think it would be appropriate to hear from her first, but I have a lot of concerns about compliance with the consent agreement, in particular, the latest that I'll address after testimony.
Great.
Is Katie there?
Yes, she's here and she has moved forward. So would you, for the record, state your name?
Yes, my name is Katie Carpenter.
Great, thank you so much for being here. And Ms. Solomon will probably start asking questions.
Yes, you've been monitoring this practice for a while now. What would you say, in a paragraph, how would you describe the changes, or particularly the improvements that have happened since your first monitoring?
I definitely think a lot more has improved since they brought on Enith as the practice manager. Like, definitely there's been better communication and things happening than what I was seeing before, so that's a big positive. They did a third party, the DEA third party thing that helped them get organized, so the organization side of things looks good. The doing it, the putting it into practice regularly is still, which you've seen in my report, still a big concern, but the foundation is there from everyone that has kind of come in now that is working together. As I said in my last report, I definitely would like to see things be more cohesive as a group instead of it kind of feeling like them versus me versus the board. I think more can be accomplished, which I talked to their attorney about today. I think he's going to talk about that. But the cleanliness has been improved. There's a lot of ideas. I just don't feel like the ideas are being like implemented and then going before I'm there, and then it's more like it's still an idea. So there's a lot of things that are great, and you know, the cleaning, checking for expiration dates, like those things are definitely improved every time I've gotten there now. So that's good. The biggest things are the procedures, the overall medicine, the documenting the exams, or you know, the quality of the exams and medicine. We discussed last time, you know, the concerns with the surgeries and the anesthesia and the pain protocol. So that is still the biggest concern, and there hasn't been a lot, but just some conversation of protocols. But I was quite disappointed in the protocols that were brought that were just more like a list of drugs, not quite actually what is going to happen.
Yes.
I hope that answered it.
Katie, you mentioned that is one of your major concerns, and I'd like to echo that and refer to the staff memo that was put out that basically echoed your concerns. And it was simply a listing of the drugs. It was not policies, procedures, or practices related to anesthesia and pain management, nor did it address non-surgical pain management. So it is definitely wanting, and does not meet what the consent agreement was amended to say. So do you have anything else you want to add at this point? If not, I'll ask Dr. Santibanez and Flynn to step forward.
No, I don't have anything else right now.
Okay. We may call on you and hit them in for response, okay?
I
board first. This has been going on, as staff pointed out, in essence for decades. We've been trying to work with Dr. Santi Banez to bring his practice up to meet the Veterinary Practice Act requirements, which, as we know, are the minimum. They're not optimal, they're not the gold standard, they're the minimum. And I'm concerned about the area that Dr. Santi Banez serves, as I understand that there's not a plethora of veterinarians there, but that doesn't mean that they should, you know, that the standard should therefore be lessened to less than a minimum. So I have an overall concern that we have, again, seen one step forward and two steps back. And again, the pain management, anesthesia pain management protocol was completely insufficient. So, would you like to respond to those?
Well, I think I would disagree that there were steps back. I think that there may not have been steps forward to the extent that the board would like, but I don't think, you know, I think what you, if you look at the most recent report issued a day or two ago, I think it speaks very much to organization, cleanliness, control over the controlled substances. I think, you know, the regards with the pain management, at least for surgical pain management, there's not a significant risk there right now because he's on an interim suspension from surgery or practice restriction from surgery. So this isn't a situation where there's really a prejudice if it's taking longer and the protocol didn't meet what Katie or the board would want to see. I think if anything, it's a signal that we need to go back and prepare a more detailed protocol. To that end, Katie has provided the Pima Medical Institute's protocols that they maintain, and Dr. Santibanez is working with those. And then Katie and I had the opportunity to meet before the today. And one of her concerns is sort of there's a little bit of a game of telephone that happens, and she wants to attempt to tighten that up a little bit. And so we've talked about is getting Enith, Dr. Santibanez, me, and her in a conference room and getting the protocols up on a screen and really just getting those two final with her approval. I mean, the what I'm jokingly says, no one's leaving the room until the protocols are approved by Katie. And I think that idea of that is then at that point, we're not in this sort of step of creating the protocols, submitting them so we hit the deadline for the board, Katie saying they're not sufficient. It's instead doing that a little more collaboratively. And so I think that that is going to be the way to solve that issue. Overall though, I do think that there is significant progress being made, and I do think that the clinic is in a very different place than it was. I think that the other thing that is very helpful is I do see, and it's in both of Katie's most recent reports, Enid's role as a practice manager is helping significantly in bringing forward a lot of the other items that are needed, including she has been working with Katie to get some additional exam sheets, things like that, put together as well. So I do think things are moving in the right direction. I think it can be, you know, difficult at times to move, to make a ship turn direction, but I think it is happening. And I think if you were to compare the initial report that Katie issued a few months ago to the one that she just issued, clearly her, if you watch how it's happening, her recommendations are funneling into more specifics, and they're focused on some very more, what I would consider be more technical, not irrelevant, but technical in the sense of more scientific or veterinary or medical. And I think that's the direction you want this to be going. And so I think what I envision is finding an opportunity in the next 2 weeks or so to sit down with the stakeholders, including Katie, and getting those protocols knocked out. I think that's a good deliverable for the next meeting if possible.
Okay, Flynn. I basically, where we are in disagreement, there has been improvement, but considering the amount of effort and resources that have been made available to Dr. Santibanez, there does not appear to be sufficient motivation on his part to get things done. Katie referenced the number of issues where policies or new forms have been discussed, and then she comes back and nothing yet hasn't been implemented, and she doesn't feel confident that if they are, they're going to be maintained. So I would disagree with you on that point, and you've already been given extra time on this, as I recall, to come up with this procedure regarding pain management and anesthesia, and it just absolutely did not come through. If I may read from an excerpt from the staff report. What was needed, there was nothing to explain how to gauge the amount of the drug to give according to factors that may impact that choice, the animal's weight, breed, age, and other medical conditions. As an example, a complete set of policies and procedures and practices, related to anesthesia and pain management were not submitted. Board staff interprets that requirement, and I concur with board staff's interpretation, to mean a full explanation of everything from intake, vitals on the pre-surgical exam, a consideration of pet age, breed, whether it's brachiocephalic, whether blood work is required, IV catheter fluid, etc. Surgery setup for each procedure, such as sterilized packs, sterilized gloves, unsterilized gloves have been known to be used in the past. And correct instruments, gowns, anesthesia, sedation, or general, how and when to monitor the pet, post-op medications, and communications with the owner, etc. Although there were concerns about his pain management practices and everything, not just anesthetic procedures. There is no mention of non-anesthetic pain management. So those are all the areas that were lacking in the response, which basically you got an extra month to pull together. The other thing I want to caution is that, as I mentioned before, Katie is the eyes and ears of the board. And, you know, whatever can be done collaboratively, great. But she doesn't need your approval, Flynn, as counsel, to come forward to the board or bring issues to the board.
I've never indicated that she needs my approval. I think the issue is I view her the same as I view Victoria, for instance, is that, you know, we often attempt to try to work collaboratively whenever we can. It's not a matter of me believing anyone needs to approve anything I want to do. It's that I just find that I don't like to be in a position of being resistant to when the board wants something. And so I think the suggestion was, if Katie is going to be the person who's our initial step, she's the initial person who has to approve protocols, it's a no-brainer to sit down with her and attempt to get the protocols in a position where she is comfortable. I would also say, I have to disagree with this idea that we were given an extra month when it comes to the anesthesia. What happened is the board put him on a practice restriction, so when he holds the keys to when that practice restriction gets lifted, it wasn't that there was an extra month. I think we all collaboratively agreed to just table the issue of protocols until it was perhaps, you know, much more fully developed. And the message received from Katie and from the board now is it's not where it needs to be, and we received that feedback, and we're going to take the staff memo seriously and make use of those suggestions to be able to develop something that we hope will pass muster. I mean, I don't see it as that's not reflective of something wrong here. It's just a matter of there needs to be further development before the board has a level of comfort in lifting the restriction. But right now, no surgeries are happening. So, you know, again, he really holds the keys to his own practice restriction at this point.
Okay, I have no further questions of you or Dr. Santibania. So if Katie has anything she wants to respond to, and then I'm going to make a motion.
Jane, Dr. Santibana has a couple things he would like to say.
Okay, please. Sorry, thank you.
You know, I try not to antagonize the board. I try to do whatever the board asks me to do, I'm doing. For example, I'm willing to take anesthetic drug from Pima College. I'm willing to take it if they want me. I don't have anything against the Pima College. So if they approve this one, I will be okay. Or any other good protocol you suggested to do, I will try to do it. At the very beginning, I may have a little trouble to get used to the new type of anesthesia drug, but I'm not misusing, like I said, or abusing a controlled substance because, number one, I'm not doing surgery. For all these 2.5 months, I'm not using any that type of controlled drugs, you know. I'm using the medical part, but I'm not progressing. Like Ms. Katie said, they don't see future type of alcohol progress. You cannot progress in surgery because I'm not doing surgeries. Therefore, she will not be, but it looked to me she's looking in the future, that everything she asked me to do, I will be bad, I will be not willing to do that. She had the idea that I'm against her, that is not true. And whatever she has been putting the everything to do in the medical part, we're doing. And anesthesia not doing anything because we're not performing any anesthesia. So that's my